there's a correlation between the global economy and global greenhouse gas emissions that are linked to climate change. Evidence of the link was found in the 2009 economic crisis. There isn't much good that can be said about the so-called Great Recession, not when millions of people lost their jobs. But a new report says there was some good news, albeit fleeting. The World Watch Institute says when the global economy crashed, emissions of carbon dioxide declined. Xingfu Bertou is a research associate at the Institute's Climate and Energy Program.
We looked at greenhouse gas emissions over the past years, and what we found was that in 2009, as economies around the world were affected by the credit crunch, global greenhouse gas emissions started to decline following the slowing down of our global economic output. So as our economies produced less, we also emitted less CO2. And in 2009, for the first time in nearly 20 years, emissions declined by 1.5%.
She says even the U.S., a big greenhouse gas emitter, saw a decline.
In the U.S., since the recession affected primarily the construction sector, which is a big producer of greenhouse gas emissions because it uses lots of iron, of steel and cement, and in Europe because heavy industries produce less, it actually saved us some emissions.
Foubertot says similar declines can be found during the recession in the early 1980s. However, she says, the decline recorded in 2009 did not last very long. In fact, emissions came back with renewed vigor.
We also see that now that our economy is starting to recover, global carbon dioxide emissions increased in 2010 by 5.8%, which is the biggest bump in the past two decades.
So, can there be a happy medium between a strong global economy and reduced greenhouse gas emissions? Foubertot says yes, and gives Germany as an example.
Germany has shown that it was actually possible. One of Europe's most flourishing economies is seeing its emissions reduce, and not just because of the emissions reduction in East Germany, which were a result of their economy collapse, but since reunification, Germany's emissions actually continued to decline. And this was mainly due to renewable energy, mainly solar PV and wind, and energy efficiency measures.
PV stands for photovoltaic research that focuses on making renewable energy systems, such as solar power, more efficient and cheaper. The World Watch Institute researcher says both developed and developing nations need long-term policies and support for alternative energy sources, measures that Foubertot says would encourage private investment and innovation in renewable energy. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.